Michael Friedman's joining us from High Street Racing. Morning to you, Mike.
G'day, Ben. How are you?
Good, good. We've been talking about the obvious this morning and about Winx and what she's done for racing and the like. You've had a hand in a horse that won three Melbourne Cups. You've won other significant racing, a few years ago. You're trying to find, I guess, the next Winx like so many other trainers. But when you watched her when you're in Singapore or Hong Kong, what was it like there watching a race?
Oh, probably no different to watching her anywhere else on the TV, I guess. She's great for racing. You know, she's obviously probably the best we've seen, and Chris has done an amazing job. You know, I think that's probably as much the story as anything as to what, you know, how well he's managed her to sort of back up year in, year out. And I think she's just a great story for racing, and certainly in recent times where there's been so much negativity around about the industry, she's certainly one of the feel-good stories.
I guess the right way I should have put that question was the locals. Do they click to TVs and watch her when you were there?
Probably a little more so in Hong Kong than Singapore. Obviously the racing enthusiasts in Hong Kong are well aware of, you know, what she's achieved and sort of where she stands in the industry. So it was probably a little more prevalent, as I said, in the Hong Kong jurisdiction than Singapore.
Righto. Tomorrow, the stable's got a couple there. Floric in race number 8, the Triskay. Just drawn a little bit awkward here for Sam Clipperton.
Yeah, it's not obviously not ideal, but, that said, Sam gave her a trial here last week where she sort of settled back a bit. And, you know, I think he's just going to have to work out how the race is going to pan out once they jump. I think if he could find a sort of a three-wide spot with some cover, that's probably as good as we'll hope for, and see how she goes from there.
She was working home nice behind Single Bullet. Has she trained on to what you wanted to see?
Yeah, she has. I mean, she's had her fair share of issues over the last sort of 12 or 18 months, and it's not easy to get these horses back sometimes. So you're always hoping you can get them back to somewhere near their best, but it's obviously a little bit of a wait and see and take it run by run. But she certainly has come back to somewhere near where I think she was 12 or 18 months ago. And, hopefully she can make herself competitive there tomorrow.
That's in the Triskay. Back in the fourth race, this is a pretty competitive race, this Lunar New Year Handicap, race 4 over the 1,300. You've got Special Missile, who John just mentioned Kaepernick in that Happy Clapper trial. Special Missile did a pretty good job in that trial as well, Mike.
Yeah, I think so. I hadn't trialled him in the blinkers before. I know he'd done all his racing in the blinkers previously, but we put them on him for the first time with us at the trial, and I thought it was a really nice trial, and we've decided to put the blinkers back on him tomorrow, which he didn't wear first up. So, he's drawn a nice enough alley. I think 1,300's a better distance for him as well. I'd be hopeful if he could find the right sort of run, he'd be a pretty competitive sort of chance.
I just love the way he put himself straight there.
Yeah, and that's his racing style too. I've watched a bit of his, a few of his runs previously where, he seems to be very much an on-pace type horse, albeit over slightly longer distances. But, I tend to think that, as I said, if he could find a nice spot from his gate 6, then he wouldn't be too far away and hopefully can run well.
Good on you, mate. Good luck. You're starting to build up. You've been at the sales. Happy with your lot at this stage with Ed O'Rourke?
Yeah, it's taking time to sort of get some of these young horses going. So we don't have a lot of runners at the moment, but I think the ones that have stepped out primarily have done pretty well. We've got a few winners of late and got our first city winner a week or so ago. So yeah, I think things are starting to tick along all right.
Exactly. Have you got a runner at Newcastle tomorrow?
No.
You don't? Okay. All right, mate. Good luck. I hope tomorrow runs well for you.
Thanks, Ben.